This is Sam from the Masculine Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Robbie Dillmore here, and today on Truth Talk Live, how fun, we're talking about the power of play. And yes, this show is powered by the Truth Network, and the Truth Network is you. I don't know if you really ever thought about that, but just kind of like the body of Christ is all the believers, which, by the way, I have Darren Kuhn, my good friend and the founder of Dangerous Heart Ministries, but I'm going to show Darren this and just picture it in your mind. I made this up myself, okay? You remember when you were a kid, you would say, this is a church and this is a steeple, and open it up and see all the people.
Right.
Well, this is what I've decided to name this. That this, right, if you're picturing this, golly, I forgot my own lines. This,
white knuckles.
This is the building.
The building.
And this is the birch, the little steeple, right?
Ah,
this is the birch. Open it up, and you see all the church.
That's pretty cool.
Because that is the church,
that
right?
That is the church.
And so guess who the Truth Network is? Under this equation, right? You are the Truth Network. Every single person listening. So this show was designed, right, to open it up and see all the church. In other words, we want to hear from you because you guys have stuff, man. And your stuff is really, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed hosting this over the last few weeks, to hear the amazing testimonies, to hear the amazing prayer requests. And lately, the amazing Bible questions, right? So you got questions. We may not have answers, but we know the guy who does, right? We do know him. And you're, oh, the testimony. So the number to call in, we'll say it slow so that you can get it, is 866-348-7884. Or we say it very quickly, 866-34-TRUTH, if you're digitally gifted and you can do that with your phone, which I cannot. But that's okay. So with Robbie Dillmore hosting, you know, we may do some dad jokes in this. So you're welcome always, because Robbie loves a good dad joke. And what's the joke you always wanted Robbie to hear? 866-348-7884. But what we want to talk about today is literally, and I don't know if you ever thought about the power of play. Why should Christian men play? How does God show up when you play? And so, Darren, you kind of blew my mind. I love what you shared with me as soon as I was telling you about the topic today, and share with our listeners what that was.
Well, if you think about the most fond memory you have, maybe the memory you like to go back to over and over again of your father, or maybe your grandfather, but the man in your life.
The father figure, the person that you associate.
Yes. If you think about what that is, I would be willing to bet that the vast majority of those are when dad was at play or grandfather was at play. And the, you know, the contrast to that is, what are the worst moments? What are the worst moments with dad? It was probably when he was working too much, when he was angry, when, you know.
So as soon as Darren said that, I immediately in my mind flashed. And for those who knew my father, Bob Dillmore, he was on the air with me a few times. But anyway, back in Albuquerque when I was a youngster, right, my dad loved to work around the house and do that kind of stuff, although he was not good at it. He was not unlike me. He didn't have the ability. He was not Tim the Tool Guy in any stretch of the imagination. But anyway, he decided that in Albuquerque that we were going to lay the brick in our courtyard, which was this big square thing out in the front. Beautiful thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to cut bricks, which, you know, I learned a lot of colorful language and stuff like that during that time. We're trying to do all this stuff. And so he was chewing gum. And he takes this piece of gum out of his mouth and he attaches it to one of the bricks that he's fixed to put down in the sand. And he says, son, someday when they're excavating this 2,000 years from now, look at these ancient Albuquerque ruins. look at this strange adhesive. And I laugh to this day over, you know, he was playing.
Yeah.
And it's really because we were having fun out there just working, just laying brick, which we neither one of us could do.
Right.
And we're and it was just like hilarious. And so what does that conjure up in your mind?
Well, a lot of stuff. The going to the likeness of your father. My business partner and I, we remodel kitchens and baths and things like that and remodel houses. And inevitably, when we are doing that, there will be a wall that we move or a floor that we take up or something like that. And I will promise you, there is always a message hidden in whatever we've done to your house. And it, you know, it might be just a quote from, "Oh, brother, where art thou? Do not seek the treasure," you know, or something like that. But that's us playing. We enjoy working together. We have, it's a huge adventure that we get to work together. We're constantly asked to do things that we've never done before, and we go, how hard could it be? No.
So when you think that, here's what I want you to do. Call us with your dad's story. Like, when did your dad just, it was something that cracked you up, or you remember him playing with you, or maybe he took you fishing, or maybe it was whatever it was. And I know for a lot of daughters, I've had him call it on the Christian Car Guy show. You know, my dad had me out there working on the truck, man. And he was busting his knuckles with it. You know, however it worked, 866-348-7884. And the other one my dad was absolutely famous for was like whenever we would put up the boat, you had to put this cover. It was kind of vinyl and canvas, and you had to put the cover back over the boat. And you had to really pull hard on it to get these little circular things over this thing that you had to, and it fit horribly, and you'd have to pull, and my dad would use, again, a lot of colorful language. And then his famous saying that would always make me roll on the grass was, "This fits like socks on a rooster."
Yeah.
So anytime I'm trying to get something to do something, I always think, "This fits like socks on a rooster."
Yeah, my dad had a lot of those colorful sayings, and you know, and I picked up most of them. I use most of them today. The funnest times, the things that I remember the most about life with my father. He was a great, great man, and I mean, it was a little bit like a Will Rogers figure. Anybody could talk to him, and
I had a chance to meet your dad. So,
and you know, he was handicapped. Had no muscles from his knees down. And so he couldn't do the, you know, running in the back playing football. He would throw the football with me, throw the baseball with me, stuff like that. But the thing we could do together was go to the Rocky Mountains and go fishing, go on a four-wheel drive trail, see something that most people will never see in their lives. And that I still remember to this day. And every time I go do that with somebody else, I'm thinking of my dad.
Yeah, and I bet you're thinking about yours, and we would love to hear it. Or the person that played Dad your life. 866-348-7884. Call us.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live with Robbie Dillmore and Darren Kuhn today with the power of play. We're talking about, like, your memories or how play has affected your life, especially, you know, play with your dad. And you may have already put it together that your dad is reflecting somebody who also loves to play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. And so interestingly, there is a method to our madness here. There really is. We want you to perhaps take a look at something that maybe, I know that when I woke up to this concept of how powerful and important play was in my life, it changed some ways I was looking at things.
You were pretty tightly wound when I first met you, Robbie. I mean, most guys say that. You know, I was okay until I met Darren.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
I would agree wholeheartedly. It's been a different world. So I have some quotables that I just kind of like, yeah, these really resonate with me, and just see what they sound like to you. So again, if you got a call though, you by all means 866-348-7884. So here's my quotables. I don't know who Charles Schaffner is, but this is what he said. I like what he said. He said, "We are never more fully alive, more completely ourselves, or more deeply engrossed in anything than when we are playing. I love that. Fully alive and completely myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's no mask, you know, mm-hmm. no putting it on because, you know, you're at play.
Right.
And so I love that about my dad. When he was playing, that's why I love that. I hadn't even put that together. Okay. Here we go. This is Diane Ackerman, somebody else I never heard of, but I like what she said. Play is our brain's favorite way of learning.
Love that.
And she probably got that from this guy. Now, guess who said this? Do not keep children to their studies by compulsion, but by play. Who said that, Nick? Who do you think it was?
James Dobson.
No.
I didn't figure it was.
Plato.
Plato.
Not Play-Doh. Wow.
I love Plato.
Not Play-Doh, but Plato.
Plato.
The original Greek philosopher. Plato said, do not keep children to their studies by compulsion, but by play.
So that was a Platonic adventure.
It was. So whoever wants to, here we got Gottfried Benn. Never heard of him either, but I like what he said. Whoever wants to understand much must play much. And the opposite of play is not work, but depression. Put that in your pipe and smoke.
That's good.
It's like, wow, the opposite of play is not work, it's depression. And I bet you have heard of this guy, and this is my last quote, by the way. We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. And that's George Bernard Shaw, who I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And I was getting old. I really was. Like, if you lose the ability to really have a good time just playing.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, let's face it. You do like to laugh. You like to play. And, you know, playing is not always laughing. But usually there's some laughing involved. But I love the fact that you said with the first quote that you're never as alive and more fully yourself when at play, right? You can't run to first base or steal second as a poser, right? I mean, you're not thinking about posing. You're just thinking about getting there, right? And that is so much. You know, the boot camps that you do, the boot camps that I've done, that we've done together, one of the things that we hear over and over and over again is how much the guys love whatever we're doing, the play. I mean, the last one I did, we had some really big high ropes courses. I'm talking some really nice ones, scary stuff. And some of the guys, including my son, who now helps me do boot camps, you talk about play and adventure, that's a lot of fun, actually. And, you know, he got up on the high wire, and he's scared of heights. And so watching him as a dad underneath there, you know, terrified but still pushing through this adventure and playing with all the guys. He's the lead pastor of a church, and so there's like 15 or 20 guys down there going, come on, Derek, you got to go if I'm going, you know. And so he couldn't back out. He couldn't pose his way out of it, right?
Right. You got to take the walk to, you know, whatever that feels like. And you know, I can't tell you how many people that have been to boot camps with us, when they say, Robbie, do you remember when we played Protect the President?
Mm-hmm.
You remember how many times I shot you? You know, whatever whatever it was, that tends to stick in their mind because it was so critical to their well-being and how God, you know, comes for us like he came for the disciples, right?
Yeah.
A lot of those fishing trips out there, guys, throw your boat on the other, your net on the other side of the boat, all those things were by all means, he's playing with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When he asked Peter to come out on the water, I mean, yes, there's some theological truth there. But I'm going to say Jesus probably knew Peter was going to get wet, you know? And so, and that the guys
is going to stand on the water, you know?
No, and the guys are going to rag Peter for the rest of his life. You know, yeah, Peter, you remember when, you know? So, you know, Jesus is, and he was humorous. God is very humorous. I mean, look at me, look at you. That's humor, you know? A creator that would create that? Wow.
So we got Clay.
All right.
He's in the triangle. And Clay, you're on Truth Talk Live, my friend. What you got for us? You want to talk about I have never heard you talk about your dad, Clay, so I'm very excited about this story.
Well, you know, Brother Darren, it's nice to be able to hear you. Long time no see and talk to, brother. God bless you, my friend, and I hope and pray that you're having a blessed new year so far. And Robbie, I can only say that I give thanks to the Lord for you, because I feel ever since this happened, you know, I wasn't even 20 years old when my biological father that I had decided to leave. And, you know, when I was younger, I don't have much positivity to talk. The one thing I know I remember is what I'm able to share with people. He was an official. He was a referee and stuff like that.
Oh, cool. I did not know that.
Well, it's, you know, the one thing I
like
can share.
Like in basketball or what sport?
Well, it was not only basketball, football, and a few other sports. But, you know, Brother Robbie, the thing that I remember is him, when I was younger, saying that I was a problem child and need to get rid of the problem. So as I got older, I would ask that. And I did not have a father figure, but I know that there were people that come alongside me and figure out that I did not have a father figure in my life because of, and I would share it with them. But you know what? When I met this one guy, his name is Chemo. I think he's passed away. I went over to talk to him, and I think it was years ago on my 40th birthday. And he had this dog, wonderful, wonderful dog called Milo. And he and I were talking. His dog came underneath me and laid there. And he looked at me and he said, Clay, just think about this, man. He says, you know how Milo gets. And I'm like, yeah. He says, look where he is. And so I'm thinking about this, and, you know, I'm thinking, so I had am I going to be put on hold?
You are.
Okay.
But that's all right. All the people wondering what Milo under you is going to mean. I think I have an idea and how it relates to play, but it's all going to be there. But it won't be as good if you don't call us. 866-348-7884. We need to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. And today we're talking about the power of play. And, you know, when you think about your favorite memory, your dad, or maybe that father figure, you know, that played that role that God orchestrated for you to have somebody that mentored you in that way. Maybe it was a coach. But chances are your favorite memory of them was when they were completely themselves, when they were playing. And we would love to hear that story or what that conjures up for you, maybe in your own life when you played with your own children. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and share. 866-34-TRUTH. Of course, we're going to get to my own dad jokes here in a minute because, you know, part of being a dad is you got to joke around, right? Yeah. I guess that's not a surprise to you, is it, Clay?
Well, Brother Robbie, I know that I've known you for, you know, it's amazing to me. You know, I've been listening to Truth Radio coming up on a little over 7 years here in 3 months. You were the first person that I got to talk to and meet. And I have never forgotten that. But, you know, what I was going to finish talking about.
Yeah, when we left our hero, you had a dog laying under your feet and a mentor who's fixed to explain that to you.
And it's interesting because Chemo said, Clay, look where Milo is right now. And his dog was, you know, Labradors can be really up go-getters and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm not sure if people really take into consideration how a cat can be or a dog can be. They really know the mindset and the heart of a person. So the rest of the time that he and I were talking and he was sharing his Indian wisdom and insight with me, his dog stayed right there underneath my legs the whole time, and he never raised his head. And, you know, I found that interesting because there were so many times when I would question, why is it that Brother Robbie, even the other parent that passed away a little over 2 years ago, told me that I was going to be just like him. And you know, that really got my attention. But the one thing is that I had people come alongside me and say, here's something you need to understand. Even though you don't have the family that you have, he says, you've got a Christian family, the people that care about you and love you, that are not going to break you down, that are not going to say you're going to be just like this individual. And plus, you have, you know, you have a Holy Father that cares about you and love you. You know, it's interesting that you're talking about this today, because I was listening to a little bit this message that Pastor John Monroe in Charlotte talked about. And he said, you know, for God so loved the world, and he touched on, let's talk about so loved. And I thought about that, and I said, you know what, no matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter what we go through, he loves us in the most unconditional way that you would not expect. And, you know, I learned after all this stuff had gone on that I needed to forgive it, because my wonderful Heavenly Father put his Son on the cross to forgive us.
That's right.
So it has made me have a better comprehension and understanding of things, and I still will never forget that day that I had that conversation, and there vanilla.
That is so awesome, Clay. It really is.
You know,
I appreciate
so much
it.
More I could say. Now,
I know. Well, I appreciate it, Clay. We got some other people holding, but I am so grateful, as always, for your friendship and for you calling in. You have an amazing day. God bless.
Well, I am too, brother. And both of y'all have a blessed new year, because I know we got a little bit more to go.
I know that. You have a great one, Clay. Thank you so much. We got Bill is in King. So, Bill, you're on Truth Talk Live. What you got for us, Bill?
So I'd like to kind of expand on the Plato quote that you did. So I spent 30 years in construction and 23 in the military, and raised three boys, and now I have a daughter that's almost grown. And I had a career change a couple years ago, and I left construction and went into teaching. And I actually teach the trade that I worked in for all those years. And my middle son, who was, and you know, he'd say the same thing. So he was a knucklehead all the way through school. And when he found out that I accepted this teaching position, he was pretty shaken about it, shaken by it. And he was like, there's no way that you're going to be able to teach. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because you're so hard. You were hard with us boys, and you know, you raised us, you know, pretty stern and pretty strict. And he said, there's no way. I said, okay. I said, you were the biggest knucklehead through high school. I said, what's one bit of advice that you can give me that'll make all the difference to me being successful in teaching? He said, make it fun. Whatever you're doing, make it fun. So that kind of ties back into, you know, the play, and that's what I've done.
It's the first rule of fishing.
My classroom. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I make my classroom fun. You know, we've got a curriculum to teach, but you know, we can teach it so that everybody has fun doing it. And you know, it's been really great, actually.
That's so awesome. So give us an example of how you make it fun.
Well, I mean, you know, you banter with, you know, I use my experiences. I you know, my experiences are you know, a lot of what we do is not right. A lot of what we've done is made mistakes and learned from them. And I use those examples in the classroom. And some of them, you know, some of the things that I've done have been pretty stupid. And, you know,
that was the way we were supposed to learn.
In fact,
right,
the failure is probably the single most essential thing to learning as a man.
Absolutely.
And we live in a society that there's not a lot of room for failure. I mean, our kids don't ever fail. They always get a trophy and all of those things. But failure actually teaches us things. When I was holding a baseboard hard against the wall with my thumb and put my 16 gauge nailer right beside my thumb and shot a 2-inch nail into a 1-inch space that had a piece of metal back behind it so that I wouldn't nail that through the electrical line, and it came back all the way to the bone of my finger. Let me tell you, that wasn't fun then, but it's a good story now.
And you won't do that again.
Nope, don't do that again.
I was like, you know, I got a new trimmer, a new hedge trimmer, brand new, you know. And the first instruction is always keep both hands on the trimmer. That was a great piece of advice, Darren.
Yes.
It was great. And there was another one that said, always wear work gloves when you use this trimmer. I failed to follow the directions. I know you're shocked. And I got, you know, not as much thumb as I once had as a result.
And it's through those experiences that I share with, you know, I share that with my students, and I allow them to, you know, and I unfortunately have some photographic evidence.
Yeah, I do. That is great stuff. That's great stuff, Bill. You have nailed it. I'm just saying. So thank you for calling, my friend. God bless you. Have an amazing week, and I'm so grateful for your call today.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, bye-bye. Bill. So what does that conjure up in your mind? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So, you know, you kind of knew it was coming, and it was kind of set up for you. So, you know, at some point in time, you got to hear it.
And now time for Dillmore's Dad Joke Digest. Your opportunity to call in and share the joke you always wanted me to hear. Call now, 866-348-7884 with your dad joke, 866-348-7884.
All right, Nick, I hope you're warmed up and ready. I have been warming these up all day. This is one of my all-time favorites right here. When Mozart died, why have we got our music, Nick? Because you know how I love it. There, now I feel better. When Mozart died, why could he hear his music playing backwards at his grave?
I don't know. I love Mozart. I have no idea.
It was playing backwards at his grave, you know, because he was decomposing.
I like that one.
That'll leave a mark. Anyway, when do you say to the guy who played what? Excuse me, what do you say to the guy who plays the triangle in the orchestra to show your appreciation? You got the guy who plays a triangle in the orchestra. You know, you're just pumped about that. You want to appreciate him. What do you say?
I'm going to have to think about that one.
How about Darren, you got it? We got to go to a break, but you need to go on this thought.
I'm totally lost.
Thanks for everything. Every ting, 866-348-7884. We'll be right back with more jokes and you.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today we're talking about the power of play. And you know, we have a couple more jokes for you. We wouldn't let you down there by all means. But there is a reason that you know, I feel like God really wants to open our hearts up to this idea. You know, and what it's done for my own life has really been unbelievable. What Darren's talking about is coming to a boot camp. He's got one coming up, right? In February, the first weekend.
February 1st through the 3rd. It'll be a Thursday night through Saturday afternoon.
And I will tell you that there will be play involved.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to learn some other stuff that's key to a man's heart and setting that man's heart, that his heart free to be able to play, to be able to do a lot of things that really, like my wife will tell you, that you know, one of the best things ever happened to Robbie was that particular time that he took going to boot camps, doing that kind of thing, because he comes back more fully himself and more fully alive. And the guy, you know, we talked about my dad when he was at work, he put on the Bob Dillmore face and Buddy, it was on.
Right.
That was not pleasant. But right. when he was at play, I mean, he was the most lovable character there possibly was. And so we all could use that time that's well invested. But you know what makes it happen? God.
Yeah.
Because at boot camp, everybody that ever goes to one will tell you the most impactful time is the Covenant of Silence, is where you go out there and get with God, and God's the one that's going to show you how to play, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's so cool is God wants to help you get past the false self. Now, why? Why is that so important? Well, the reason men don't have fun, they don't play enough, is I'm guessing they're afraid if they play, they will be seen for who they really are. And they're afraid that's not enough. They're afraid that's not good enough. That's either
right,
maybe
to
too
earn,
much.
I have to earn my salvation.
Right.
I've got to, you know, measure up. You know, I've got to do all that kind of stuff. So, you know, my last joke that I would like for you to call in, if you can answer this one.
Please, you know, call.
You,
please.
That you could call in and win. And this one has to do with the disciples themselves, right? And you may actually know this one. What musical instrument did Peter, James, and John, those three, what musical instrument, you know, and this has to do, what musical instrument did they play? And they literally played with this. 866-348-7884. Just didn't want to leave that out, mm-hmm. you know, since we're on the subject of playing. And
I'm going to say a tuna fork, but I don't know.
So. I like that. That could be exactly right. But there's other answers. So a wife walks in on her husband playing his PlayStation, mm-hmm. right? The house is filthy, she says. I thought I'd ask you to sweep the house, she says. The husband responded, I did. How did he do that, Darren?
I know.
You're giving me some.
Do you, Rick? How'd he do it?
I feel like the husband was ex-military, and so like he swept the house, you know.
And he found no hostiles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good, Nick. You're on your game today. I like that. I swept the house.
That one kind of gives me PTSD. Actually,
so anyway, enough of the jokes. On with your stories. 866-348-7884. And you know, along those lines, we have boot camps. Mm-hmm. And Darren and I both have fires. And so Darren has a fire, mm-hmm. You know, quite often here in Winston-Salem area. I have a fire both in Stokesdale and one at West Ashboro Baptist Church on the second Wednesday of every month. The third Wednesday of every month is in Stokesdale. But if you go to Wild at Heart, or if you just go to Wild at Heart website and get mm-hmm. Google fires, it'll show you where there's a fire in your area. Maybe you're in Dayton, Ohio today,
right.
or you find yourself in Indiana. If you go to wildatheart.com, you're going to find a fire in your area. And I would promise you, the guys that are dealing with that fire also know how to hook you up with a boot camp in your area, because all this stuff, you know, is very much connected to John Eldridge, Wild at Heart, which, you know, stuff within there, you know, they come at Christian life from an angle of a man's heart.
Yeah. So my fire is up in King. I live in Stokes County, and I have a nice, I've got, you know, a few acres and a nice shop and stuff. And so we can put a fire pit out there. And last night we had about 10 guys over, and I built a throwing axe target, and we threw axes for a couple of hours and laughed and had a good time and cut up and, you know, teased each other. And, you know, you're welcome to come.
And you were quoting Acts 6, right?
Acts 6, yes. and 245s, yes.
So you're shooting some guns, Acts 2. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, we get all that. So I have Mike is awesome. In Ohio, and he actually has a dad joke for me. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you are. Thank you. First of all, my dad was the neighborhood dad. He was the good dad that played basketball, football, baseball. He was there. He played with everyone in the neighborhood. Matter of fact, many of the neighborhood kids are saved now because of my dad.
Wow.
It is awesome. And sorry, I'm a little emotional.
Oh, I am. I when I'm talking about my dad, I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really hard to talk. Yeah, and he was an awesome person. There's so many stories that I could say that I can't even fathom. You know what I mean? I mean, just he was there for the kids in the neighborhood and there for me as well. He put their hands on them. He fed them. He preached to them. He was a Sunday school teacher. He was an awesome man. And it just is we need more men like that.
And he raised a son that became like him, right?
I wish. I wish I was better. You know what I mean? It would be really hard to live up to that.
Yeah, I understand.
You understand that?
I do.
Yeah. I mean, he was there for me so many times that I wish I could be a better man and be more like that.
Well, just get out there and play with those kids and have fun.
Yeah, and I'm a grandkid now.
All right.
Grandpa now.
Well, there you go.
Now, that's the most fun in the world.
Oh, my gosh, it's a blessing. I never thought in my life that I would want to be a grandfather.
I don't know if you knew this, but I've been told that that dad jokes, when they truly graduate, they become granddad jokes.
Right. Well, I got one for you.
I knew you did. I've been waiting.
What do you call a cow fart?
Oh.
dads and farts go
I understand. Yeah.
Am I right? Yes. Gary.
Let's see.
Gary Air.
There you go.
Dairy Air.
I used to live behind a dairy, and it's not very, very.
Yeah,
airy.
Dairy Air. There you go.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're
thank you.
Thank you, my Mike. And you know,
I love the subject. Do it again, please.
Oh, yes. We will. And I'm looking forward to the stories of, you know, just go out and play with your grandkids, man.
Yeah.
And
yes, sir.
And in doing that, right, that's what they remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they do, and your example is everything. When they look up to you and you play with you and enjoy you, and then later in life they see you doing what you need to do, like reading your Bible, praying to God, going to church. All those things matter when you are playful with your kids and your grandkids. I wish I was more like my dad. He was awesome with that. He was a kid at church when he went to church. You know what I mean? He was
Bet he was. He was a character.
He was out there. He was out there. You know what I mean? He was the only man out there.
Well, the good news is we're all going to get together in heaven, and I want you to look me up, and I want you to introduce your dad to me, because that's going to be fun, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll play cards together. It would be great. You know what I mean?
So. All right, buddy. God bless.
Take care, bud.
Thank God you bless. So much. You too. Bye-bye. All right. So I know you got something for us. We want to hear it. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. You know, it's too easy, right? Just go play with them.
Right. I have 7 grandkids, and then I have 4 kind of almost grandkids that are our pastor's kids, and they're all under the age of 8. I think, and most of mine are under the age of 8. And we do, I got to thinking about it, we do multiple fires. I do, you know, a fire with guys periodically, and we're going to nail that down to a regular date very quickly. But I do fires with those kids all the time, too, because when they come over,
right.
That's what they want to do.
They want to roast marshmallows.
They want
s'mores.
They want to have s'mores, and they want a way to melt their chocolate, Robbie.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. If you're a granddad, you can't do this as easy when you're a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Sing those old campground songs.
Oh, yeah.
Just some of my favorite memories, really, with my dad. Mm-hmm. And my granddaughter are us singing together on our way back from a fishing trip to Colorado. We're all singing. I can hear my dad singing. She'll be coming around the mountain. And you know, those are precious, easy ways to give them the real you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? However that looks, again, we're so grateful for your time with us today. Go to, if you look us up on Facebook, you're going to see where to get registered for Darren's campfire, a bump for his boot camp. And again, at Wild at Heart, you can get the stuff on the fires. And so, you know, thank you so much for spending your time with us. And don't forget, the first rule of radio, have fun.
Amen.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.